There's a third, even larger island ahead, which might be worth getting to.
Things is much better than that than it was to get under this. Need to weigh up our options a bit here.
The few of the islands in the Torres Strait support small populations or coast guard stations. So this much larger island offers a genuine chance to rescue. It's not going to be easy to reach, but I've decided it's worth the risk. But before undertaking a journey like this, you want to ensure that you have the necessary energy to succeed. And that means being well fed and well watered.
See if this is filled up. Got a good amount in there now. Now you can still see it dripping out of here.
This banana water will rehydrate me and give me a quick shot of useful minerals like potassium.
Tastes like unripe banana.
With a sustainable supply of water to return to, the next priority is food. The body requires a minimum of 1,000 calories a day to function, much more for an energy-sapping sea crossing. So I'm after a big catch, and back at the shoreline, I've noticed an increase in shark activity. This makes me cautious, but also gives me an idea.